Okay, he needs to get well, though, because we have got the North this Dakota weekend. Barbecue Championships are on Saturday, October 8th. Not yet. Not this weekend. He's got some time to rally. But they are coming up, and they are near. Dr. Eric Berg is joining us for our Foodie Friday today. Dr. Eric Berg, welcome to KFGO Radio.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Eric. You guys ready for some barbecue contest?
Heck yeah. We hear there's 28 teams.
That's correct. Yeah, that's and we'll probably get a couple more. I talked to Ashley with Shields Home and Hardware, and she's still got people that are trying to get in. We like to cap it at like 30 because you judges get a little full.
And that's part of the problem and the glory of this event is that there are a lot of really talented barbecuers in this event.
There sure are. Yeah, and then there's even more that think they're really talented barbecuers that should register and come on out and you know, show us their chops.
Okay, so because this is really, like, as JJ calls it, a backyard competition, meaning anybody can get into it, right?
Correct, yes, yep. But we have some that are, you know, probably pretty truly professional. You know, they go to the Royal, they go all over the place in sanctioned contests. But then we've got the backyard guy, too, that with a husband and wife team that will come out, and they've got a great chicken recipe that they want to try. So it's a lot of fun. And the camaraderie there is so good that the experienced teams are going to help the newcomers. And it's a lot of fun to walk around there kind of after hours, you know, at night when they're all cooking and trimming and trying to get everything so they can win. And there's a lot of secrets shared. I don't know. I guess they're not secrets if you share them, but they give tips and help everybody out. It's really nice.
Can you give us a rundown on what kinds of meats Amy should expect as a judge in this?
Sure. So there's four categories. It's chicken, ribs, pork, pulled pork, and then brisket is the final one. And so they have turn-in time starting at 11 o'clock, and then those categories come in every 45 minutes. And this year, we're probably going to end up with five tables of judges because we've got so many teams. So that's six judges per table. And so they'll get anywhere from four to six samples at their table for each turn-in. So four to six samples of chicken and then ribs and then pork and then brisket.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah, are you fully prepared for this amount of barbecued meats?
I don't know, but my husband is so jealous, and it's so hilarious. He's like, "You?" I eat just like everybody else, so I think I'm qualified. No, I don't barbecue myself much, but I eat a lot of it. That's fine.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's good. Dr. Eric Berg is with us from NDSU Meat Science. We are talking about the North Dakota Barbecue Championships that are going on Saturday, October 8th. Is anybody invited to this event? How does it work?
Sure. Yeah, the other category that I didn't mention at 11 o'clock, they have the People's Choice competition. So the teams will turn in a pulled pork for the general public. They can pay $5 and you get one of each of the 28 teams. You know? So if that's an ounce, that's 28 ounces. So that's, by my cowboy math, that's almost 2 pounds of meat. And that will sell out fast. So general public, get there, get in line right at 11 o'clock. It's going to be a beautiful day. So people are going to want to line up and hang out. And we put it in these little containers that are like egg cartons, you know, the 18 pack. And so they get bigger ones like that and they hand it to you and you go sit at a table and you sample and pick your favorite one.
That might be the cheapest, best meal that anyone is going to have anywhere in this town. $5 for that many samples of pulled pork.
Yeah, let me pull this hoagie bun out of my pocket here and make a meal out of it. Yeah.
That's great. I love it. So People's Choice going on at 11 o'clock. It's two weeks from this Saturday, and it'll be going on and at Shields Home and Hardware right over here on 13th Avenue. So you can stop on over and check it out, the North Dakota Barbecue Championships. Dr. Eric Berg from NDSU Meat Science is with us. There has to be something that you are throwing on the grill. Is there something that you're really into right now more than other times, or do you change with the seasons?
My go-to pretty much is always a tri-tip, and so I throw that on there because I like that's kind of a halfway between. It's like a small roast or a big steak, and I can feed four people with that, you know, my wife and my two kids. So we'll put that on the Big Green Egg. It doesn't take that long to cook, and I just put it on, sear it on both sides, and then just let it come up to temperature, and then let it rest, and we carve it up with some hash browns, or maybe we'll do some sautéed mushrooms, and some corn on the cob. Corn on the cob is kind of fun to grill.
Yum, yeah.
So, Dr. Berg, I mean, I'm going to talk a little inside baseball here, but on the show that I'm typically on, Afternoons Live, we have a former student of yours, Spencer Wirt, who's on our show every week. And our listeners have become fascinated with hanger steaks. What is your take on the hanger steak? And is that one of the gems that maybe not everybody knows about inside a beef carcass?
All right, Spencer and I go back and forth on this because I have not had good luck with a hanger steak. Not a big fan. I would take the tri-tip, or sometimes you can get a flank steak and you can season it for fajitas and slice it up. If the price is right, you know, the prices have been fluctuating so much, but no, I haven't. I agree with him on the flat iron steak. That's a good one. He was talking about that yesterday, yeah. I think, with Tyler. Yeah, that's a good one. So
I like that. We're going to disagree on that.
Yeah. But that's, you know, again, that's okay. That's the crazy thing about barbecue. You know, everybody's got a little different way of doing stuff. And some of these folks are really passionate about it. And so they're going to tell you.
Do you do a rub on your tri-tip then?
I do. I keep it simple. It's salt, pepper, and garlic. So I'll put that on ahead of time and let it kind of sweat in a little bit and then throw it on the grill.
That's the NDSU meat science rub, salt, pepper, garlic. If you want to recreate what you've tasted from NDSU meat science, it is
really?
Salt, yep. Pepper, garlic.
Yep. Called the carnivore rub.
I like that. Yep. Anybody can do it. Even I can figure that out.
Super easy. Dr. Berg, is the retail front of the meat science at NDSU fully operational right now?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think we've set hours yet. We have two new managers, and they're just getting their feet wet. We're experimenting with some new bratwurst that we think people are really going to love. And while you bring that up, you can come out to tailgating before everybody's in football game, and the North Dakota Beef Commission sponsors us to cook a tasty beef treat that folks can come by and get for free. It's open to anybody. We're right there on Thunder Alley.
That's a good tip. If you were out tailgating, I mean, I know everybody makes good food, but this is going to be good stuff.
This is NDSU meat science. Every tailgate crew does make good food, but this is NDSU meat science. Different level.
Rob has called in and has a question for you, Dr. Berg. Rob, you're on KFGO. Go ahead.
What do you think about skirt steak? Do you prefer an inside or outside skirt?
I guess I don't have a preference. And when I've been cooking up skirt steak, it's usually... So I have a great memory of that one. Growing up, my dad, I would help him butcher. He worked at NDSU, and we would always take that inner abdominal, so the skirt steak out, and that's what we would have while we were cutting stuff up. So we would just put it in the oven, broil it, and put salt, pepper, garlic on it. And I couldn't tell you if it was the inner one or the outer one, but it was good.
Good memory. It's like a nostalgia thing for you. Now you don't even know if you like it. You just like it because it has a memory associated to it.
It has a good memory. Yep. And that's, you know, food is that way a lot. You have a memory of stuff. That's why a lot of people like lutefisk.
Now, do a lot of people like it? But yeah. I don't prefer it.
Before I forget, I should mention that this is kind of a two-day event now. So Friday night, there's Family Fun Night. And There is a kids competition. We did that a few years ago, but it was more of an educational program with a burger competition. But this year, there's two different age categories, and they're going to be provided with the ground beef, and they're going to do a slider contest. So Prime Cuts is going to provide.
That's a really fun idea.
Okay, so yeah. Can kids still get in on it, or is it full?
Nope, they can. As far as I know, it's still open. There's two age groups, 6 to 10, and then 11 to 16. And there's more information on Facebook is NDBBQ.
NDBBQ. Okay, that's really cool.
Or you can
I
go
love
right
that.
To Home and Hardware.
Yeah. And my memory of these competitions in the past that most of the groups that are competing will be out there at some point on Friday getting things ready and things on the grills or smokers.
Yeah, some teams will start rolling up, you know, early in the morning on Friday, and they can't start anything until their meat is inspected. I'm the head meat inspector. I go around and I give them a sticker so that make sure that everything is in an original package, that it hasn't been pre-marinated or, you know, anything like that.
Does it cost anything to get into the competition?
Well, to enter your team, it does. But just for the public to come and walk around, it's
free.
It's open to the public. Yeah.
And the people's as we said, the people's choice, $5, you get to sample how many pulled pork.
I want to go to the kids' competition now, too. I think that's adorable. That's sweet.
The last time we had it, my daughter won.
Did she? Of course she did. She shouldn't even be allowed to enter.
Yeah, that's all inside
baseball.
Man.
She still brags about that. She's all grown up now, so
that's sweet.
Anymore.
Yeah, my son has recently wanted to learn how to cook. So far, if you ask him what he cooks, he's 5. He'll tell you he cooks cereal and an egg. And he's not wrong. He can cook those two things.
It's a good start.
Yep. Got to start with breakfast. So, he likes to cook breakfast, an egg and cereal. He hasn't even moved into toast yet. Probably the natural progression would have been to slide toast in there, but he went straight to egg. Dr. Eric Berg has been with us, NDSU Meat Science. The North Dakota Barbecue Championships are Saturday, October 8th. As he said, there's a kids competition on Friday that you can check out. And then 11 o'clock on Saturday is the People's Choice Award. It is free to come and check everything out in the Shields Home and Hardware parking lot on 13th Avenue. And still a few spots available if you're interested in getting in on it. Dr. Berg, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
By the way, Foodie Friday brought to you by Prime Cut Meats. We just heard from Dr. Berg that they're going to be helping out with that kids competition. But if you need anything to throw on the grill this weekend, you can head on over to South University Drive. So